First time caller out of New York. Maria, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you, Jason?
All is well, Maria. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes.
So I am calling you because I am very angry against myself.
At yourself?
I'm sorry?
Did you say you're angry at yourself?
Yes.
Why are you angry at yourself?
I think for so many things that have happened through the years, we've been married for 22 years.
Right.
And we met in high school, and we were high school sweethearts. And then we went on to college. He did not finish. I finished. He started working. And then we... we were married for 8 years until we had our first child. But during that time, I did not realize he had a problem with being addicted to video games and TV and, you know, anything that has a screen on. So, I took it very lightly We moved on. We had our first child, and then after our first child was born, he did not change. He kept, you know, being in front of the screen, playing video games. So a lot of things I started to take over, like different roles that he should have taken over. When we eventually decided to buy a property, we bought an apartment first. I was the one doing all the legwork, calling the attorney, getting in touch with the realtor, going on the back and forth. So a lot of, like, things that could have been shared or he could have taken over, I took over everything. So I think that's what made me really angry, that I wasn't able to fulfill, like, 100% my role as a mother. And as a wife, I also had to take over things that he could have, and he did not want to. I don't think he was doing it consciously, but I don't know. Now, 22 years later, we have three children. When the other two kids came along, even with the first one, he wasn't too helpful in the sense that I also work. I work full time. And like if the baby will wake up in the middle of the night, I will ask him to help. He said, no, you do it. In my last two are very close in age, they're like a year and a half apart. So if one was crying, the new one was crying, the other one will wake up. So I have to get up in the middle of the night, take care of both. He will not care. I just let it slide. He continued with his video games. He continued doing whatever he wanted to do, except doing things that needed to be done. Eventually, we moved into a house. There are things that need to be fixed around the house. He doesn't do it. Now he's saying that he doesn't have money. Our relationship has really declined. And in the past 3 years, we are not sharing the same room. He has his own room. I have my own room. And obviously the kids have their own room. But, it's been like from bad to worse. And I don't know. It's very difficult. When I talk to him, I just get very angry and I scream at him instead of talking to him. Like I would talk to anybody else.
Right. So
he triggers. Just talking to him, just looking at him, it triggers that anger.
So you're mad at yourself, or did you say you're mad at your spouse?
I'm mad at him.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I should be mad at myself, too. I don't know.
So what's your question for me?
I would like to be able to communicate with him, you know, without being so angry. But, I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know what I have to do.
So your question for me is what?
Basically, if you could just guide me, let me know. I mean, what can I do? I mean, what, you know?
Yeah. Well, number one you got to overcome the anger. You got to, you have to stop blaming him for your situation, because it was your blindness or your fault that you got into that situation, right? And so you got to take full responsibility for that. And then you'll see how to deal with this situation in the right way, but that anger is preventing you from seeing it. And what you're doing is creating other problems that would not happen if you were not angry. You would see how to deal with him in a perfect way if you were not angry. You got to stop blaming him and take responsibility. I don't know why you would work and you have three kids like that. Why do you have to go to work? Why don't you just let him handle all that?
Because he spent his money frivolously.
But if you didn't go to work, would he still waste the money?
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know. But, you know, he just likes to, you know, spend his money. He buys clothes. One time he came, he bought a car. And he already had a car. It was an old car, and it worked. You know, we didn't need a brand new car or anything like that. But he decided he wanted that car, and he bought it. He paid $15,000 for it. And I mean, we need a new roof. But he says he doesn't have any money for that. He doesn't invest any money on the house.
Why did you marry him?
Because I was a child.
Yeah, I understand that. In that fall
state. He was 19. I was 18.
Yeah, I understand.
We met in high school, and you know.
Does he want to be with you?
I don't think he wants to be with me at this point.
Why not ask him? If you guys are at a point now where he's sleeping in a separate room and it doesn't seem that he's communicated with you and you're trying to communicate with him, but with anger, maybe you should just sit down and have a real talk without the anger. Maybe I don't know what this is because I don't hear his side of the story, so it's kind of hard to know. But try talking to him to get some understanding rather than yelling and being mad, and because you may be turning him off the way his mother did.
Okay.
Just sit with him and ask what's going on. Is he upset that you keep yelling at him, or maybe maybe he's checked out because he realized he's married to his mother?
Well, I mean, I've spoken to him, and basically, you know, I don't know even what he wants. I think he just wants to be what he wants. He wants to do what he wants to do.
But see, you don't really know. You're taking a guess at it. I would sit and ask, what do you want? And maybe back off, maybe, you know, not work and raise the kids and don't bitch about it. Don't be a mama to him. Will he call in and let me talk to him?
Oh, I mean, he's at work right now.
Is it possible that both of you can call in? He could be there, both of you call in. That way I can hear both sides of the story, because normally when couples are mad at one another, they don't normally tell the truth. You know, like they don't tell their side of the story. They just talk about the other person. And it's hard to know what the truth is.
Yes, no, I get you. I mean, yeah, he has to have his own perspective on what's happening, too.
But you got to drop the anger, though. You have to drop the anger, because it's your fault, whether you did it in a fallen state or not. It's your fault that you married a guy like this.
Yes.
And so
take
responsibility and drop the anger so that you can deal with him in the right way and you can see what he wants. Or maybe you ask him, do I need to back off? Am I being too much of a mother to you? Am I turning you off by always complaining and carrying on? Find out what's on his mind.
You know, Jesse, the thing is that it really disturbs me, the fact that, you know, when we have these three kids, right, the way that he only interacts with them is through video games. He does not say, okay, let's go to the park or let's go outside and play with a ball, because we have a nice backyard too. It's not large or anything, but it's a decent size. So, you know, I have to time. I have to put a timer for him not to go over X amount of time playing video games with his kids.
I know, but because, you have to stop being a mama to him. You become his mother. He's become the little boy. And just as he would turn off from his mother, you're turning him off as well. Women try to change men, and once they try that, they're really driving the men away from them. And the guys just give up because they have not overcome their mothers, so they give up and just let things happen. And then you go nuts, and you know, if you keep on, you're going to end up in a divorce or something. But you should back off, really. You know, stop putting a timer on the thing. Stop telling him he need to take the kids in the backyard. Just stop being a mother to him.
Should I just let him be with the children playing video games for a whole day? I mean, I don't know if that, you know, I don't think that's normal, is it?
It's normal if the kids like being with their father and he like being with them. Mothers, women, especially women who are married, they love to dictate. Well, not just the married one, not all, but most. They like to dictate the way the man should be with his children, and that's a turnoff. Mm-hmm. The kids may enjoy being with the father in that way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, I understand.
You're trying to make it go your way, whereas he may want it. And again, because I'm not hearing his side of the story, it's hard to tell. But he might like for it to go his way, and you're trying to force it to go your way. He's resisting that.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Are you like a mama to him?
I think I've turned into one because I've taken over everything.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. I've taken over everything.
Yeah.
I used to deal with the landscaper. I used to deal with the people who came and fixed the boiler. I still make appointments for things that, you know, he could be doing.
You're the mama, but, and he's the boy.
Yeah. Basically, yes.
Yeah. So you need to calm down and treat him as he is an adult. He's a man. He back off. Stop being a mama. And he may overcome the anger that he feels toward you. And maybe that would cause him to get up and do what he should be doing. But you need to have a conversation with him. Ask him, am I your mama? Have I become your mama? And see what he says.
I don't think he sees it that way, I should ask him.
Yeah, you should ask him. You don't know. He might see it that way or may see it that way and just not send it to you. He may just hate you for what you're doing or you're complaining.
Yeah.
So have a talk with him without the anger.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes.
So calm down. And have a talk with him. See how he's feeling about you. Is he, like, fed up with your, you know, nagging and stuff? And is that turning him off?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, because
nobody likes to be nagged. Yeah.
Right. You sound like you're the mama. He's the boy now.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, have a conversation about that without yelling, without trying to force it, and see what he says. And let me know how it turns out.
I will. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I feel much better now.
All right. God bless you, Maria. Call me back, all right?
Amen. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Amazing. I'm telling you, folks, when these guys don't overcome their mothers and these ladies get involved with them, it just becomes the same kind of relationship. And then the woman start complaining and doing it, blah, 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 blah. And the guy's getting turned off again because he's married to mama. But if you just be a wife and do your thing, he'll do his thing. He got to overcome his mother.